This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of years ago, Anne-Marie Slaughter was quite literally at the top of her profession. A professor of international relations at Princeton, she was on a two-year leave to work directly for Hillary Clinton at the State Department. Challenging, engaging, and important work in her chosen field. Until she decided it wasn't working for her anymore, that her family needed her more than her job did, that despite the line that women can have it all, they really can't, at least not the way things work right now. Anne-Marie Slaughter will be the first to tell you that according to most definitions, she does have it all. But she writes in the latest edition of The Atlantic magazine that more women ought to be able to as well. Anne-Marie Slaughter, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here.
You believe, and you say in this piece, that women can have it all, but not the way the world works today, right? Not the way society is structured. How do we get from here to where you want us to be then?
Well, we start by having a really honest conversation about the barriers. And the reason I wrote the piece was that simply telling younger women, you can do it, you know, if you want it badly enough and if you marry the right person, is not enough. I don't think that's honest. And a lot of women are out there blaming themselves when, in fact, we can make a lot of changes. We can make it much easier for women and, again, men to work outside the office, as many sort of new innovative businesses are already doing. We can make it such that women and men can take, you know, time out in the sense of deferring promotions. And we can change the way we look at both men and women and say, look, wanting to spend time with your kids does not make you any less a committed professional.
So you want it to be our choice, right? Whether it's a woman's choice or a man's choice. I mean, you can be a female heart surgeon, but it's tough to be a female heart surgeon and a full-time mom.
Absolutely. So I would say to young women, you want to be a heart surgeon, just like I would say to a man, then you really do need a mate who is going to be willing to be there for the kids more or less full time. And frankly, you're going to have to recognize that there's going to be a lot of times where there's going to be a lot of tugging, you know, in terms of your heartstrings and your emotions, but that's the choice you've made. But then I want to say to other women, look, you can do it with kids if you have more flexibility. I think we can make this kind of change, but we have to really be honest, first of all, and then committed.
There's a current events part of this thing as well, right? As you try to generate this discussion to change what happens in the workplace in America and society, we're a country with 8.2% unemployment. We're down 8 million jobs from the beginning of the recession. What's the incentive to change the structure now when we're still trying to figure out how to get the economy going?
I'd say immediately, again, the demographic that I'm writing for, that's not the demographic that's unemployed, right? So where the people I'm talking about have options, but they are not exercising those options in various ways because they feel deeply conflicted or they just can't make it work. They can't have, you know, young children and a fully high-powered job or teenagers and a fully high-powered job. And we've got to somehow put more play in those joints.
Would you have given up your chance to run policy planning at the State Department for Hillary Clinton to have had a more active time with your children in their early teenager?
No.
Aha, right? I mean,
and that's part of the message. I'm not saying, look, you can't have these things. I'm saying the toll is high and I expected that if I had the opportunity to stay, absolutely I'd stay. But I, when the time was up, I was very anxious to come home and very glad to be home. But no, I wouldn't give it up for those 2 years. But those 2 years are going to be, you know, all I could manage at this stage of my life and career.
Yeah. Anne-Marie Slaughter is a professor of politics and international affairs at Princeton by day, by night, and full-time, actually. She's a mom. She's got two boys.
Yes.
Anne-Marie, thanks a lot.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.